My name is Martin Dablauskas, and you are listening to The Short Route. Joining me today around the campfire is actually five people.
Jacob Sewell.
Everett Oblick.
Norris.
Alex.
That's four, my bad. For today's podcast, we're going to be talking a little bit about advisory and kind of our own opinions about advisory, some of our concerns, but also possibly some of the good parts, some things that we may be a little bit hopeful for.
Maybe you. Advisory.
Wow.
Yeah, nothing, maybe you, Mark.
There's nothing hopeful about advisory.
I think immediately you can tell there's a bit of a... Some of us
they can
like
notice.
No, this is an objective podcast. We're just presenting objective.
So, Alex, would you like to lead off?
Yeah, this is the end. This is the end. I'm done. All right. All of the benefits that they've listed, such as social and emotional learning and homework time, we're only getting for 23 minutes once a week, and it's not even going to be at the end of fourth period. It's going to be in between third and fourth period. So let's say
according
you have like Spanish, B3, and then you have AP Physics 2, B4. Before you go to AP Physics 2 to take some really difficult test, you got to go and sit in a classroom for 20 minutes and learn about mental health.
But you might have extra time to study. That sounds awesome.
We want to get out of here. For it. Yeah. There's a curriculum for it. The SEL, they developed a curriculum over the course of the school.
Do you know?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Okay.
Honestly, I mean, I think the four-period schedule works really well. I mean, every day is kind of the same, and then it's just shortened on PLC days, and then we get out at the same time.
Let's cut it down to 12:55. We leave at 12:55.
That'd be nice, but again, it's like every single day you leave at 2:37, and then when you make it three, sports are going to become an issue, scheduling is going to become an issue. There's just going to be a lot of issues that come from this.
We already have homework time. I would say half my school day is spent doing nothing. We already have homework time. We don't need an extra 20 minutes just so, you know, our rides can be late and our sports can start later and we can be late to cross country or swim meets.
Yeah, that's so real. I will say with swimming, I am concerned about, like, the later ending time. I would prefer it was something more like PLC where they just, like, what, you lose, like, 4 minutes of every class? Like, that's really not that bad. You don't lose all that much learning time, but you get that half hour of PLC, which for some people can be really useful. But like for swimming, the main issue is that we use the core. We don't have our own pool, so we are not entitled to just use the core as much as we want, right? We're there for 2 hours, and then until the end of the day, dolphins is there, private lessons is there, lap swimming is there, right? We barely even have enough time already. So cutting out 30 minutes of practice just for this is definitely going to cause some issues. And just along with that, with swim meets as well, a lot of schools in our area, they end earlier. So for cross country, for football, for swimming, well, less for football because they're later in, but for like cross country or swimming, even for like bowling, Jacob, right? Like I know you guys, like right after school ends, you guys are out the door. So it's already kind of an issue of us showing up late to like certain competitions. And I can see this definitely only exacerbating that issue.
Yeah, you don't want to be late for your bowling meet.
Okay.
Professional bowling.
Okay.
They're going to run up Trevor Anifer 3 just for you.
Oh, my God. All right.
I could definitely see that being some sort of problem, seeing as how, like, the only places we actually can use, especially since, like, there are no bowling alleys in a school.
No, yeah.
So, should be. Like, we have to...
That's a take, Faco.
That is a take. But we have to use that public property, and we only have the time limits allowed for us. That's kind of the big problem with it.
There's currently a standoff on the other side of the room.
Yeah, you and Jacob.
Wait, what? Okay.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
No.
What do you want to say about advisory?
Tasso, get on the mic.
Is there
anything you want to say about advisory, Tasso?
We do have a guest.
Let's introduce him. Yes, he is vice president of NHS. He is president of Rho Kappa. And so he knows what he's talking about.
Nor is the mic.
This is Tasso McCrulis.
Hello, everyone. How's it going?
Oh, my God.
I'm really happy to be on this podcast. You know, I've heard some great things about it. And, you know, yeah. So what are we talking about? Advisory.
Yeah, so What's your
my little predicament with advisory is that, while yes, I see maybe there might be some benefits, like many people do struggle with mental health in our school, and maybe they do need that certain time. However, I feel like it's kind of like 23 minutes a week isn't enough. Like, I'm glad they want to add something. However, I don't think it's adequate enough to help everybody in the school with their mental health, as 23 minutes is not even an episode of, what's a TV show? The 100. It's not even an episode of The 100, which I spend most of my time watching.
So you're saying that either it should be nothing or it should be just, like, bigger,
right? Yeah, I mean, bigger. I think the assemblies, while, I mean, we're not going to talk about our past assembly with the Imagination Theater. But, you know, I think more, I think better.
Main man, Cosmo?
Dude, I love Cosmo. He's my brother. But anyway, I think that assemblies are probably the best bet. I mean, I do remember, I mean, from eighth grade, I think eighth grade, we used to have advisory, right, in middle school.
Yeah.
I think those were the worst times ever, especially, like, if we would actually do something, because sometimes advisory wouldn't do anything, but if we actually did something, it was grueling because of the last 20 minutes of last 20, 30 minutes of school. Thank God I didn't miss some of it because of high school math. For that sure, was probably the best shit. Yeah, and yeah, that's what I have to think.
It was nice, like, the homework time you got during it, but when we did the SEL stuff, it was so just...
I know.
Because it's... I mean, I get the point of SEL, but when you're 6 hours into school, your brain is just fried. Like, you can't think.
And even then, the advisory period in Old Quarry, the benefits of it, it was every day.
Yeah,
it was before and after school every day. It wasn't 20 minutes once a week to cram all that in.
Okay, I just came up with a solution, maybe. Let's think about this. The people who want to, like, get educated on social-emotional learning and believe that, like, it would help their mental health or whatever they want to do with it, it could be a class. They could take it as an elective.
That could work.
So, yeah, it could be a...
Or have it be optional.
Well, yeah, just optional.
Maybe like, why mandate...
Are you tweaking?
Like, why mandatory? I feel like having it mandatory...
They could take it as an elective.
Like, a lot of people won't pay attention if it's mandatory. If people are actually, like, wanting to do it, then...
Yeah, for sure.
They'll for sure pay attention.
I feel like it's one of those things, though, where it's, like, if it was an optional thing, no one would sign up for it. It would never get off the ground. So, like, I think part of the reason why it's, like, a mandatory thing is because, like, hopefully some students will enjoy it and some students will want to interact with it.
Yeah.
But even then, it's like,
but,
a week.
But you like saying that nobody would sign up for it proves the point that nobody wants to do it.
Well, it may be a thing of, like, on the outer surface, it's like, yeah, like, no one would want to do that. But it could be a thing where my guess is, like, the reason it's mandatory is because the administration believes, like, oh, students will be interested in it, that, like, the curriculum is set up in a way that will be fun and engaging for students. Will it actually be? I don't know. I personally don't think so, but...
I'm not going to...
We don't know until...
Let my opinion be super clear here, but I don't think our... Board of Education has an idea of how to entertain 17-year-olds.
Yeah,
regardless of age.
They had a couple mishaps, especially. I mean, I'm going to refer back to the one assembly that we had this year.
Assembly. Oh,
I mean, that was brutal to watch.
Cosmo was amazing. I think we should refer to the opinions of our three other guests.
We do have three other guests.
Please welcome Fortnite God, Fortnite Legend, Spencer Fisher to the podcast.
He has won $400 on Fortnite.
And Spencer, you have like 30 seconds.
I am a master foreign Overwatch.
Oh my
That's
God.
Just credibility among itself. I'm the top of the top, top 5%.
So what Spencer's saying here is that he's an expert in socializing.
Yes, thank you. So I want to put my
What effect will this advisory have on your Fortnite Overwatch career?
Thank you. So me personally, these 23 minutes we get after school, like after the 7 hours, like you said, your brain is fried. I'm tired. These 23 minutes are going to be negatively affecting my mental health when I can get an Overwatch game in and wow, I'm back to normal. I'm healed, you know?
I also wanted to say one thing else about the advisory as it's taking place on PLC Wednesday. I feel like it ruins the point of PLC.
Yes.
Because I think every Wednesday or every Tuesday night, I look forward to sleeping in maybe an extra hour. Yeah. But then now I have to come in with the fact that I have to stay at school for another 30, 40 minutes. Like, wait, was it 23 minutes? I have to stay after school for another 23 minutes when I already finished the entire day and it started at 7:30. Yeah. I'm going to, what's it called? I had a great time on this podcast. Wait, no, who's going to switch?
Should you switch out with Spencer?
Yeah, I'm yeah, hanging up the headphones. Yeah,
the double swap. Double swap.
We could do a double swap.
Double swap.
I'm hanging it up.
All right, thanks guys. Okay. This was a great podcast. Yeah. See you later.
We are running low on time, so let's...
Yeah, we still got time.
Yeah.
10 minutes.
Okay, so now we're welcoming Christian Grosje and Noah Tamaris.
Oh, my God. Let's
see what it do.
Thank you for having me.
Yep, no problem.
Noah, as a D1 baseball player, how will this new implementation of advisory be affecting not only your academic career, but your sports career?
Well, as said before, I don't like how it will implicate with the sports agenda after school, such as, you know, getting to practice on time and games, you know, takes a while. So I don't like how having to stay here for 3 till 3 o'clock for... Games are usually at 4:30, and that's just, I don't like that. Not enough time.
I would have to agree with you there. See, normally after school, from the period of around 2:30 to 3 o'clock, there was like a very good buffer between when you would have at least some time to change or whatever, get like food. If your mom packed you something.
Agree.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And then just like moving that over. Like, yes, you still have that buffer, but it's basically adding that time to the end of practice where it can actually mess with, like, the time you get home, first of all. Like, you're going to be getting home later. That's just a fact. 30 minutes later might not seem that much, but, like, if you're...
You can impact jobs if you have a
yeah,
job after school.
That too.
If you're a hardcore, like, AP grinder, like, that extra 30 minutes might just be what you need to,
yeah, for sure.
to
yeah.
clutch out.
And I mean, if you have to stay up another 30 minutes, and that impacts your sleep.
That is also so, very true. And then yeah. it's like, okay, sleep what's the impact. Point of PLC, right?
Sleep impacts yep. mental health. Oh my God, we've come full circle.
It's a paradox.
The yeah. goal of PLC was to enable students to get more sleep one day out of the week. But by adding that extra time at the end and pushing their sleep schedule further back just due to the chain of events that would occur from that 30-minute buffer now being moved is just quite literally getting rid of that very thing they were striving to get.
I completely agree.
I just don't think it was well thought out at all.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree.
This is so sad.
Also, who also... really listen during the advisory ones, the advisor,
nobody,
like
nobody.
The middle
nobody.
School advisory.
Most of the teachers didn't even teach the stuff because they
God
even knew that it was.
Gaw and Evan skipped a lot mm-hmm. of those SEL things. Yeah. They did not care.
Wonder how the advisory classroom is going to work. Like, is it going to be alphabetical, randomized? Is it going to be by grade? I'm guessing so. Grade.
It is by grade, yeah. Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
Counselors who are even teaching that too?
Oh, I did not know that.
Is it?
Counselors?
Okay.
See, we still don't have all the information, yeah. so we are kind of making some early assumptions. But
everyone's prediction from here is going to be exactly like how it was in middle school, where it was just a joke.
Yeah.
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 All right.
Anyone else want to get on? Or?
Norris, I would like to hear your thoughts on it. I'm going to be trading out my spot.
All right.
Please welcome back Norris.
Norris Pionic. Norris, whoa.
So, Norris, you have anything else to say?
They also make the assumption that we're actually going to pay attention.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to pay attention.
Is that your final?
Nobody gives two craps.
Oh, my God.
All right. What are they going to do? Like, play like a TED Talk video or something?
No, I remember there was this one in like 7th grade where there was like a 10 by 10 grid and you had to fill out where you were on the
yes,
board.
Dude.
It was like
I was a yellow. I was like the like high energy but like not high
yeah.
like happiness.
They had a different word for every like, single like, place on the board.
Yeah, it's like yeah, energy
like,
to like
do,
happiness.
Yeah. I was very confused. Was
like weird. What are they going to do if you don't pay attention? Give you an F? Give you a red card as if you're in like kindergarten.
Is it pass fail or
getting
spank you?
Is bad
what are they gonna do?
Health. It gives you bad mental health if you get that.
Bad mental health if you
bring back corporal punishment.
Yeah.
Again, full circle again.
So not only that, they can't even like enforce anything.
They should make it optional.
So I have to say,
I agree. Optional
yeah, they
for sure.
They should make it optional.
So how would that work if it was optional, like before school or after school?
I would say keep it and have like the sitco. For kids to come if they want to just do homework, have some time to themselves, and then have certain dedicated classrooms to come for if you're struggling with your mental health and you actually need to hear this stuff.
So like before school?
Sure.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I agree with that.
Well, they should have it during PLC. That's
yeah, that makes
during
sense.
During PLC, yeah.
If you want to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
I think we could wrap it up here.
Yeah, that's a fairly good note to end off of. Okay, so I'm Martin Blaskis. You were listening to The Short Route. I was joined today by
Jacob Sewell.
Norris. Christian.
Alex.
Anastasios Makroulis.
Noah.
Everett. And Spencer Fisher.
But he left.
Oh, yeah.
And Boris Cruz.
Yeah, Boris Cruz. Come on, come on, say it in the mic.
Thank you.
Say it in the mic.
Listening. Have a safe hike back.
Boris.